relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
There we go. Thank you. Stand by.
America First with Sebastian Gorka starts in 5 seconds.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Are you allowed to say Happy Monday? I'm going to say it anyway. Welcome, guys, to America First from an undisclosed location. It's actually KFAX in Fremont, California, guys. No, it's not. What? Say that again. KTRB, guys, you've got to change the stuff on the walls here. Come on, get some PR guys in here. I'm traveling. I'm in the People's Republic, and they're so helpful here. Everybody's making it possible. Sorry there's no video today. I'm casual. It's okay. But we have an amazing show lined up for you. But first, let me ask, is the Baron opening the show with me?
The Baron's here.
Can you sing?
I can sing a little bit. I'm not an expert singer, but I've got a pretty good voice.
You're not a trained opera singer. Well, I think we just have to say it like this. Happy birthday, Melania. Don't you think we should start the show with happy birthday to Melania Trump?
Absolutely. Wishing the first lady, the true first lady in our minds, a very, very, very happy birthday. The most elegant, thoughtful, caring first lady this country has ever had, and I'm so honored to have worked for her and her husband, the 45th president, alongside great patriots like you, my friend. So a very, very happy birthday. All the best of health to our first lady, Melania Trump.
And by the way, I just worked out today. She's the same age as me. I'm not going to disclose it. Okay, it's classified, but she was born in the same year as I am. So happy birthday to one of the most amazing, gracious, and glamorous first ladies we have ever had. Okay, Boris, you are opening the show for us. Why? Because, well, you fought an incredible battle last year. You were in the trenches in Arizona. You were in, where did you go? Nevada as well? Where did you get involved with the post-election counts? You traveled quite a bit, didn't you?
Absolutely. I was in Arizona. I was in Pennsylvania. And then I was involved with all of the states. I helped fight the battle for election integrity in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, Nevada, New Mexico, and of course in Arizona.
So explain to us, as a person who was there fighting the good fight, why is what's happening in Arizona significant? And if there were no problems with the last election, why have the Democrats deployed more than 70 lawyers to Arizona, Boris?
Well, that's the big issue. What are they hiding? Here's what's happening in Arizona, and it is absolutely groundbreaking. It's a hand audit, hand recount of 2.1 million ballots in Maricopa County, which represents about 65% of the ballots in Arizona. It is groundbreaking to have that wide of an audit. The Arizona State Senate, which the president, which Karen Fan, a Republican, it's a Republican-controlled state Senate, fought hard for this audit. They did battle on the legal front in this audit. And here it is. This audit is here. The Democrats have done anything and everything they can to stop it. As you said, my friend, over 70 lawyers sent to Arizona by Democrats to stop it. They've done filing after filing. And on Friday, a judge, Judge Khoury, who actually has since recused himself, but Judge Khoury said, you know what, Democrats, sure, we'll give you a pause if you put up a million dollar bond that will go to the auditors if you're wrong. And what did that, what did the Dems do? You know, they say put up or shut up. Well, they shut up on that one. They didn't put up the $1 million. Now there's going to be another hearing tomorrow. But while all these legal issues play themselves out, the audit continues. It is happening as we speak, in Veterans Memorial Coliseum right there in Arizona, not far from where you are these days.
Indeed. Now tell us, if this is going to be a repeat of last year, I'm not interested. If they're going to say that the Republican poll watchers, the officials are going to have to stand in the top row of the bleachers, is this actually relevant? Is this significant? I know it's historic. I mean, the 2 million vote recount in recent history, I can't even remember that. But is it going to be a real audit, Boris?
It is. It's a real audit. The rules have been put in place in conjunction with the Arizona State Senate, Republican controlled. This is a real true audit. There's even going to be a re-canvass, which means that there, you know, if it says, oh, there's 10 people living in one address, somebody's going to go to that address and check whether the registrations are true. And again, Perkins Coie, the evil genius Mark Elias, who was part of orchestrating this unchecked voter fraud, election fraud, unchecked mail balloting in 2020, they've come out hot against it. Dominion, hot against it. And by the way, this is a check of all the paper ballots. It's also a check of the machines. So this is a full, in-depth, soup-to-nuts audit, re-canvass, recount. And as President Trump says, we'll see what happens.
All right, so here's the big-picture question. And you were a strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. You worked with me in the White House for the Trump administration. At this point, look, we're at 100 days of the Biden administration. He's been sworn in. He is, sadly, the United States. Does any of this matter? I mean, you know, it's not that the horse has bolted. The horse is in the next county. So what is the big picture take home of this action happening right now?
It's a very fair question, and matters for several reasons. One, it matters because our base, the MAGA base, the MAGA crowd, the 75 million who, even according to the counts that are public to the mainstream media, 75 million people voted for President Trump. They deserve to know what really happened in this election. As they decide who to vote for in 2022, to turn out in 22, and of course in 24, the American people want to know what truly happened in the 2020 election. And that's number one. Number two, depending on what happens in Arizona, and I'm hearing unbelievable numbers. I mean, magnitudes, people are from the ground, because I spent a lot of time there. I'm hearing things that like 30% margin of error from what the count was. And you got to remember, all of Arizona, the difference was under 10,000 votes between President Trump and Joe Biden. When I arrived there November 5th, President Trump was down, I believe, almost 200,000 votes. By the time they stopped counting, he was only down about 9,000 votes. So you're talking about a recount of 2.1 million, where a difference is 10,000. You're talking about a half a percentage point difference in Arizona. So if even a tiny fraction of the magnitude of error comes true in this recount, comes true in this audit, well, then the question is, what are you doing in Georgia? What are you doing in Pennsylvania?
Okay, here's the big, now, big take on that. Go ahead.
Let me be clear. I'm not saying this election is going to get overturned tomorrow. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that there's necessarily a path to that. But what I am saying is that the American people deserve to know who won the election fair and square in 2020. And whatever happens from there happens.
We're almost out of time. Follow this man right now. He is the Baron, Boris Epstein, Boris EP on Twitter, Boris _ Epstein on Instagram. Why is this happening in Arizona? What's special about the GOP or the Republicans? Why are they so successful in getting a 2 million count recount in Arizona? Can you give us any inside dope on that, Boris?
Fortitude.
Great. Strength. As always.
The Republicans and the MAGA Republicans, not the Doug Ducey, you know, McCain Republicans, not the Rhinos, the MAGA Republicans, the Mark Finchams, the Sonny Borellis, the Karen fans, they have stood up in Arizona. And they said, we want to know the truth. And frankly, the judges in Arizona have been smart. And they've said, you know what? This is a separation of powers issue. The Arizona State Senate wants to have have this audit. They have a subpoena. We've got to honor the subpoena. This has been an introduction and an example of how the government at state level is supposed to work, not be overtaken by the federal government, but how federalism is supposed to work.
Fortitude from true MAGA Republicans like, oh, I don't know, Boris Epstein. What a way to kick off the show. You won't believe the rest of the stories we have and guest Sarah Carter. We're just back from the border with Mr. G. We're going to talk about what we saw, what Sarah Carter has found out, Ken Cuccinelli, Brandon Tatum, James Lindsay, and your calls. Don't touch that dial. 1-833-333-GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752.
Dear friends, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/GORKA right now.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Are you planning a trip to Europe this year? Well, you better get a vaccine passport. That's the latest news from the European Union, from Ursula von Leyen, the president of the European Commission. We're going to give you more details momentarily. And he's at it again. George Bush in league, yes, in league with the evil Koch brothers trying to negotiate an amnesty for illegals. According to an interview with my colleague Hugh Hewitt, we'll give you all the news. But first, our second guest. It's only the second segment. And we're coming to you live from Fremont, 860 AM, The Answer. My buddies here, thank you. Everybody who's helping out, Ken, Nate, and Mike. I'm mobile. I'm in California, but through the amazing wonders of technology, we are still able to give you America First on the Salem Radio Network. Our second guest today is Sarah Carter, who is back at it again. It is hard to keep track of you, Sarah. You are constantly on the move as a true investigative journalist. Where have you been lately?
Oh, the last place I've been actually is Tijuana, Mexico. So I just returned not too long ago from Tijuana. I plan on going back. I've been covering the U.S.-Mexico border now for the past 6 weeks off and on. And I got to tell you, Sebastian, that it's been just eye-opening how extraordinary this crisis has exploded on our nation. It's unbelievable what I've seen and what I've been dealing with, and particularly what our law enforcement officials have had to deal with along the U.S.-Mexico border.
So we decided to take your example, and we got on a plane and we flew to Phoenix, Arizona at the weekend, Mr. G, my producer, and I, and we met with Sheriff Mark Lamb. We have incredible footage. We haven't processed it yet. Video, audio. We did ride-alongs at night. So here's the first thing, Sarah, and I'll just share this with our millions of listeners, and you just tell us how exceptional this is. We are 60 miles from the border. Okay, so this isn't on the border. This is 60 miles away, but there's a reservation in his county that abuts the border and crosses the border. Mm-hmm. So there's a reservation that allows people easy ingress into the United States. We stopped Correct. In his patrol car, okay? We drove maybe 2 minutes off the highway onto a local cattle rancher's property, got out of the truck, and I'm not kidding, within 30 paces of the vehicle, we found dozens and dozens of discarded backpacks, camouflage clothing, mm-hmm. and these carpet shoes that I haven't even seen before. Dozens of these, they look like homemade pieces of carpet shaped in the shape of a foot that they pull over their feet. So when they're smuggling people through the desert, you can't track them. Sarah, we couldn't believe, Jeff and I thought, what, are we in a movie? This is 3 minutes from the highway. Anyway, but this isn't the exception, is it?
No, it's not the exception. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen those same carpet shoes all across the border, from all the way in California, all the way into Texas, on the Laredo border. I know what you're talking about in Arizona. And in Arizona, it's what people really don't understand, even on the reservation or off the reservation in some of the areas like Smuggler's Canyon and other parts where they're dealing with such a high influx of people crossing the border. They're dealing in particular in Arizona with gotaways. So those are people that actually cross into the United States and do not want to be apprehended. And that's a real danger. What we're talking about when I'm out actually in Texas and I see all the young people crossing, or in some cases in California, the people that are turning themselves in actually want to turn themselves into Border Patrol, but it's the gotaways, and where you're at, Sebastian, where you were at in Arizona, that's the real danger, law enforcement officials say, is that those people that are working with the drug cartels, those folks that do not want to be identified, are getting into our country because the cartels and the human traffickers are utilizing all of the thousands that are migrating towards our border trying to get in here illegally.
So let me just paint a picture so people understand how tough it is. So this is a massive, massive county. He's got 200 deputies. At one time, only 25 are on duty. When they catch people, Sarah, and you've got, you know, a stolen truck from Phoenix, you've got somebody who's ferrying them, picking them up on this side of the border, they can't arrest and keep them. The people they're trafficking have to be released, and only if the person who's smuggling them has some kind of prior criminal track record can they keep them. Is there any way to stop this? What are you hearing? You've got connections in, you know, the other side of the border. You talk to CBP as well. What is the level of morale when they simply know they're not being given the tools to stop the wave?
The morale is at rock bottom. Every Border Patrol agent that I've spoken with, every DHS official that has reached out to me, every federal law enforcement official that's dealing with this, because remember, these are joint task force as well that are dealing with this. You've got the DEA involved when it comes to the cartel. You have all of these other agencies involved when it comes to national security along the U.S.-Mexico border. And morale is low. Why? Because they can't do their jobs. They are tasked with protecting the nation and protecting the roughly 2,000-mile border with Mexico from drugs, from narcotics, from terrorists, from whatever it is that may pose a potential problem to our country. But yet now they're being told that they can't do that. So we have all these people flooding into our country. We have drugs flooding into our country. We have contraband flooding into our country. We have people coming into our country that we don't even know who they are. And those are the gotaways. Those are the people that we will never know who they are. And now we have this huge crisis, even across the border in Mexico. I was at a migrant camp in Tijuana, one that is very, very dangerous, one that I did not go all the way inside. I did talk to the neighbors that were living around the outskirts of the camp. There were over 1,500 people in this one migrant camp. Over 500 are children. And I want people to understand out there, these children are also being sold into prostitution. These human traffickers are abusing people, and so many lives are lost on this journey. And by the way, Sebastian, it's all perpetuated. They say, this is not my words. These are the words from the migrants that I talked to, who believe that President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris want them here in the United States and have opened the door for them.
This is a crisis that is utterly artificial because it needn't have happened. It is Biden's. And the fact is, more than 30 days later, Kamala Harris hasn't even gone to the border. She's going to have a Skype call, yes, a Zoom call with the president of Mexico. But that doesn't mean anything in terms of the human suffering you've heard being detailed by this woman, who is one of the few true journalist left in America. We're going to talk about what she's doing now with her Dark Wire reports in the next segment. In the meantime, follow this lady, award-winning correspondent, host of the Sarah Carter Show at Sarah Carter DC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We are live streaming on our new Rumble account, YouTube. The fascists terminated us. Why? Because we ask questions that Google, YouTube, Facebook doesn't want you to know the answers to. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And don't forget to bookmark our website, sebgorka.com. That's SEBGORKA. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the 860 AM The Answer Studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Debron from Massachusetts. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I'm feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. That could be you. That should be you. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me, Debron, and thousands of your fellow Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. You've waited long enough. Do it. Relieffactor.com. Your calls on 1-833-33-GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752.
Now, Republicans are attacking you, saying you shouldn't be in New Hampshire talking about infrastructure. You should be in the southern border talking about immigration. How do you respond to them?
I'm not going to play political games.
I'm not going to play political games. What does that mean? There's a crisis, a catastrophe at the border. But Kamala's too busy. She's hanging out in New Hampshire. Why? Because she does not want to be sullied by that disaster. But sorry, you're the point person. We are back with none other than Sarah Carter. Follow her right now, Sarah Carter DC and the Sarah Carter Podcast. Sarah Carter, what did you do last night? Tell me it wasn't watching the Oscars.
I totally forgot that there was even an Oscars. I woke up and I was like, was the Oscar? The Oscars were on last night? That's how little it means to me anymore. I used to remember watching it with my mother when I was very young, and it was the glamour and the Oscars, and everybody would want to watch it. And I, you know, lived in California then. And now I don't even pay attention to it. I don't even care. It doesn't even.
Well, you're not the only one. Jeff just texted me this. Oscars ratings crash to all-time low. Viewership falls under 10 million for the first time ever. I wonder why. And I'm so grateful to Sean Spicy Spicer, who yesterday said, do something better than watch the Oscars. Watch Dr. G's show. Yes, last night was episode 3 of the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax. Download the app right now. You can watch it for free. That's the Gorka Reality Check. 7 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. re-air every Sunday night. Sarah, you have a new little addition to your bio on social media. Not only are you a Fox News contributor, award-winning, true, real war correspondent, but you have something called Dark Wire Reports. What is Dark Wire Reports about, and why did you create it?
Thank you so much for asking me, Sebastian, because it means so much to me. I've always dreamed of creating and starting a foundation. This is a nonprofit 501c3 where I could train young journalists to cover the important stories. Those are the stories that are not being covered right now in traditional news outlets, and really own these stories. This is so that young people, instead of just being taught, are learning on the job, right? Having young journalists get out there, talk to people, learn on the job, investigate, work with other professionals in the field, and really bring objective, great reporting to the American people, or for that matter, throughout the world. And the Dark Wire has enabled me to do that. And the reason why I called it the Dark Wire is, of course, the cable wire, right? But these are the stories that people are afraid to tell. People, these are the stories that we are missing in our mainstream media. And our mission statement is really simple and clear. It's about free speech. It's under attack. We want to stop this rampant censorship. We want a place where people can get great stories, where people can see great work, and where journalists are not afraid to ask the tough questions. Please support The Dark Wire at thedarkwire.com. For all of you out there, this is not just this isn't just some media outlet. This is an outlet that you will own. It's a 501c3 that'll belong to the people. It is something that we can all do together, and something that I think will make a huge difference in our country, and something that we desperately need.
So here's the big question, and God bless you for doing this. My wife's involved in this new initiative as well, supporting it. Please check it out. Support it if you can, thedarkwire.com. What do you say to these young journalists you find who you want to have follow you in your mold of being a true truth teller? What advice do you give them? How do you protect them from what we're seeing right now, which is just buckling under to the pressure to be narrative providers, political activists, and not journalists? How do you tell them you resisted that pressure professionally?
I believe the only way to tell the story, Sebastian, the only way to deliver the information is by actually being there. If I'm writing a story about our U.S. border, I'm not going to take a press release from the White House. I'm not going to just sit and listen to what Vice President Kamala Harris says, or President Biden, or whoever's in charge of that. I go down to the border. I interview the people. I always tell young journalists, don't sit behind a desk. That's not the job of a journalist. You can analyze things later, but the most important thing is to actually be there, to actually see it for yourself, to actually speak to the people whose stories are impacted by what you are writing. That is the job of a true journalist. It's to be an investigator. It's to understand what you are doing and deliver that information to the public. We've gotten to a point where, of course, we've seen politics divide us and divide our political playing field and divide our media and divide our nation. I think it's time we get back to the facts, deliver those facts to the people. And, you know, of course, nothing is perfect, but we're going to bring those stories to you, and we're not going to be afraid to ask the right questions. That's what The Dark Wire is all about. That's what I hope I teach young people, and that's what I know young people are driven to do. It's to tell those real stories and to never forget that what we're doing is, you know, we're saving a democracy, freedom of speech. It's all about that. We have an important role.
Every single day. TheDarkWire.com, SarahAcarter.com, and SarahCarterDC on Twitter. God bless you. Thank you for doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the MobileReliefFactor.com studios.
Did you know the average price of a hearing aid in America is over $2,400 a pair? That's why there's MD Hearing Aid. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered digital hearing aid that costs a fraction of what typical hearing aids cost. The Volt Plus model is just $299.99 each when you buy a pair. That's nearly 90% less. MD Hearing Aid was founded by an ENT surgeon who saw how many of his patients needed hearing aids but couldn't afford them. He made it his mission to develop a quality hearing aid that anyone could afford. MD Hearing Aid's Volt Plus model is rechargeable and waterproof in up to 3 feet of water. You don't even need a prescription or a doctor's appointment. You buy it directly from them with audiologists and licensed hearing specialists available 7 days a week. MD Hearing Aid has brought affordable hearing to over 600,000 satisfied customers. They have an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and offer a 45-day risk-free trial with a 100% money-back guarantee, so you can buy with confidence. Plus, veterans love MD Hearing Aid. Russell J. says that he'd worked around F-4 fighter jets for years in the Navy, and he thought he'd never hear again like this. He put the Volt Plus in and could actually hear the leaves crackling under his feet. It's time to reclaim your life from hearing loss. Go to mdhearingaid.com and use promo code G-O-R-K-A to get their buy one, get one, $299.99 each offer. Plus, they're adding a free charging case, a $100 value, just for listeners of America First. So head to mdhearingaid.com and use our promo code G-O-R-K-A, or you can call them at 1-855-295-4031. That's 1-855-295-4031.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
So Mr. G says I sound like an FM morning host with this microphone. I don't know what that means. I hope it's a good thing. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the 8:60 a.m. of the Answer Studios in Fremont, because I'm mobile. I'm on the road at the weekend. Mr. G and I went to the border. We went with Sheriff Mark Lamb, and we have so much incredible footage and audio. We're going to process it and share with you probably when we're back in studio, so you have the full video content as well. You've got to subscribe. It's free to our Rumble channel. Yes, who cares about YouTube? Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA for all, not only our live streaming of the show when I'm in studio on camera, but all of our best segments, monologues as well. And if you enjoy the show, send a sign of appreciation to that great, great supporter of all things Salem, Mike Lindell, another truth teller, a man who loves this country, and that's why they're attacking him. That's why they are trying to destroy him as we speak. More than 24 corporations boycotting his MyPillow products. Go straight to the source. Go straight to his website. He's got over 100 incredible products, not just the amazing MyPillow. I'm traveling with my Travel MyPillow. They're that good, but so much more. And because you're a friend of America First, he's going to give you up to 66% off if you use my name. Go to MyPillow.com today or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, but you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, let's give you some news. It is our duty to provide you not just the analysis and great guests, but the news as well from justthenews.com. We love those guys. Supreme Court agrees to take up a major Second Amendment case. Finally, they're doing something in the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said Monday that in the next term it will consider a Second Amendment case concerning a New York law that restricts a person from carrying a concealed handgun in public, marking roughly a decade since the justices have ruled on a significant case about gun rights in Michigan. If you haven't seen it, this is from our own Eric, writing for AmericanGreatness.com. Have a look for the viral video. It's another case of rules for thee, but not for me. Of course, a Democrat state representative, Jewel Jones, was stopped by the Michigan State Police. He had crashed his vehicle. He had a gun in the vehicle, resisted arrest, and was found to have 2 times the legal limit of alcohol in his bloodstream. And as they were arresting him, what did this upstanding member of the Democrat political elite say to the officers? I can't even do a drunk impersonation. I haven't had a drink in more than a decade. I'll just read what he said. It's on camera. It's on the body cam. When I call Governor Gretchen, I'll need y'all IDs, badge numbers, everything. It's not going to be good for you. I'm telling you, I'll ruin y'all's budget, bro. Is that how it works? When you resist arrest, crashing your black Chevy Tahoe off into a ditch on the side of the road after you swerve through multiple lanes? I guess it is, if you're a Democrat. He faces up to 2 years in prison. Do you think he's going to get a day in prison? And funnily enough, Governor Whitmer's office did not respond to press inquiries for comment after her name was taken. I don't think so much in vain, but in fact. And the first 100 days is approaching of the Biden administration. How's he doing? What do you think of the Biden administration's success, quote unquote, in the last 3 months? It's not looking good. This is from The Blaze. Chris Enslow reporting on an ABC News Washington Post poll conducted last week. And here are the results on the approval ratings for Joe Biden. A paltry 52% of Americans approve of his performance. That is, well, let's just tell you, the average ratings, the average approval ratings for the 14 presidents from Harry Truman to Biden for their first 100 days was 66%. That's the average for all presidents. And he got 52. The remarkable, the truly remarkable thing is how Democrats actually think that he's doing fine when it comes to the border. Please call us. If you're a Democrat and you're listening to this show, if you accidentally tripped onto this channel, I want to ask you, what's the last 3 months been like for you? Do you approve? Are you impressed? Call us 1-833-33-GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752. Let's go to Judy in Brooklyn, line one. Happy Monday, Judy.
Hey, thank you. First of all, I wasn't watching the Oscars at all, but I was watching Dr. Gorka. And you know,
I should hope so.
And you should only know you look like you could have been on the cover of GQ. I love that suit. I love that tie. I love that shirt. You look great. You look great.
Very so kind. Anyway. Although GQ's a little crap now. That's a technical term. No, about 10 years ago, it was okay. Today, it's a bunch of left-wing garbage. But I appreciate the sentiment. What brings you to our fair shores today, Judy?
I'm just trying to say you were dressed like to the nines. It was fantastic.
Thank you.
So listen, now getting back to... Oh, so this one I'm calling about. I told this to Jeff. I just picked up a book, and I was looking into it, and then there's a scientist, Carl Sagan, who I've never heard of before, but, oh, you do. What jumped out, he said a bunch of good stuff. What jumped out to me was something he said, I'm going to quote, those in power have a point of view that benefit themselves. That's a strong statement, okay? Those in power. So I was trying to tell Jeff, and I'm telling you also, and he says, you have to ask scientists. They like to ask questions. They like to challenge. And I'm listening to Sarah Cotta. And Sarah Cotta, I really have to say, Sarah Cotta is doing the same thing. She's basically teaching young journalists not to take things at point value, to dig deeper, to get the truth. And then I can go on with something else. When we're talking about power and how people benefit for themselves with their own point of view, compare the power of President Trump, who, you know, he had the power, and look what he did with it versus Biden.
Yes.
What he did with his power as a senator, as a vice president, and now president.
It's a fabulous comparison. We're out of time. Thank you. First call of the day, Judy from Brooklyn. I used to like Carl Sagan when I was a kid, all that Cosmos stuff. But then I found out about his politics. This is America First. Stay on this channel.
You know I love my pillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium My Pillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium My Pillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
Okay, I need your help, guys. I just don't get it. This is from Joseph Curl at the Daily Wire reporting on a Fox News poll on the situation at the border. 75% of Republicans think border security is worse now under Joe Biden than under President Trump. But 27% of Democrats think border security is better. 6,000 illegals a day, 500 children a day, and they think it's better. Somebody explain that to me. You've got to be insane. Call us right now, 1-833-33-GORKA. That's 1-833-334-6752. Let's go to Charles in Los Angeles, line two. Welcome, Charles.
Yes, good afternoon. I agree with Biden on economics. I like how he's helping out the poor working class, middle class, and the infrastructure and stimulus. I like all that. That's good for the
economy. Explain to me what do you like about what he's doing with your money?
Well, what it does is it puts money, like the wealthy, they made out big time last year. Reparations in the form of those PPP loans. Some of those people got over millions.
The wealthy. Okay. Stop the Marxist analysis. What do you like about what he's doing for
Marxist
poor people?
No.
Soaking the rich is a Marxist.
So
explain to me what you like about the poor people under Obama. Just explain Biden, how Biden's helping poor people. I'm curious.
Okay, well, with the stimulus, you know, $1,400 might not mean much to you, but to a lot of people, it's a big deal. You know,
that has nothing to do with stimulus. Charles, get your facts right. That has nothing to do with stimulus. That's coronavirus aid. Can you just stick to the actual facts? What is he doing for poor people? Not people who've lost their jobs, poor people. That makes a difference. If you think $1,400 is going to change a poor person's life, I got some crack to sell you, okay? What is he doing for poor people? Because you're talking garbage. You're in fantasy land. Give me a factual statement about what the president has done for poor people in the last 3 months.
Well, there's some poor people that received those $1,400 checks.
And what's that going to do for them? How's that going to help them get out of poverty?
Well, the thing is, the Republicans have been
right. Got it. Thank
anything.
You. So you're going to attack Republicans now? Do you know the phrase? Okay, teach a man to fish, and he'll know how to feed himself for the rest of his life. Don't give him a fish. Have you heard that before, Charles?
Oh yeah, I heard that plenty of times.
And what do you think of it? Do you think it's good to give people stuff for free?
No, but then I see the same thing happening with the wealthy. They get millions of dollars.
Oh, here we go. Marxist class analysis. That's all you guys have got. You've got to attack the Republicans and the rich, but you know nothing about what it means to get people out of poverty. You are maintaining the plantation, the political plantation that Candace Owens have spoken of. You want more dependency. You are wasting my time. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.